I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia has approved sweeping changes to the penal code. The United Nations says the new code could threaten basic freedoms. Bruce Allen with FMI says
the revised code includes provisions against insulting the president and state institutions. And they do make a differentiation between insulting and simply criticizing or lodging protests. So that's often that language a little bit, but still civil rights groups are airing concerns about possible misinterpretations of those provisions when you say, oh, you can't insult the president.
Most worrying, Allen says the code upholds unwritten local rules and customs. For instance, women in some areas could be prosecuted for not wearing a hijab. Ask God to give Indonesia's believers wisdom and strength. And Tunisia is home to a small church with believers coming from Muslim backgrounds. They don't typically face violence for their faith, but many live as pariahs among their families and communities. And on top of that, it can be difficult for the church to grow. We spoke with a Tunisian believer who lives outside the country. He says,
it's a big number of people we lost. They came to faith, get baptized, and we don't see them. One, because of fear. Secondly, it's the mentality. They don't understand, why should I belong to one group?
When the call to prayer goes out, as it does five times a day throughout Tunisia, Muslims go to any nearby mosque. They don't belong to one congregation. So joining a local church is a hard transition. Plus, Tunisian Christians often face a lack of unity, split into many small denominational groups. Ask God to bring unity and growth to the church in Tunisia. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.